I'm Maria Zafra-Rodrick here for Amaria.com, and we're at the Aldrich Mansion in Warwick, Rhode Island for the National Organization of Marriage event. We're going to renew vows and have some pro-family events for the state and rally for the cause of pro-marriage in Rhode Island. And behind us, you can see there's already protesters behind us with who are here to greet all people at the entrance. So you can see it's already a point of contention even at a pro-marriage event. And here we have Chris Plant of the NOM. How you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm well.
Great.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out today.
This is a big event. We have how many people are here, you think?
I have no idea. A couple hundred, maybe 300. The parking lot is full.
Okay.
And that holds 250 cars. So.
Okay. So it could be like 500 people, perhaps.
Could be. Yeah. Could be. It's a big turnout. We're really pleased.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming. And we're excited just to be here to celebrate marriage,
right?
And to enjoy each other's company. Great. 6 to 9 months out of the year, NOM is involved in the legislative and political battles.
Okay.
Today's just a day to celebrate.
Yes, this is a lot more enjoyable, right? Food, people, music,
water. Absolutely, right. It's yeah. Beautiful, and that's really important. That, you know, if we stand up in front of legislatures or press and say, you know, our marriages between a man and a woman are so important to us that we're going to defend them, that we're going to argue on the state house steps, we ought to also celebrate them.
Right. Right. So you're celebrating today marriage, and how are we celebrating marriage today?
Just having fun.
Okay.
You mentioned it earlier. Food, friends, music, the beautiful view, the weather. You know, no political agenda right. Today. Just come and enjoy the day.
Right. So you have some stuff for kids to enjoy, right?
That's right. We've had some wonderful volunteers put up all sorts of things, and there's a huge, big carnival for kids out front.
Right.
I was just looking at the petting zoo and the pony rides.
Yeah.
A little girl with his huge glow on her face.
Right.
You know, our children are so important to us, and
right.
The generations to come. We, in our environmental quests, it's really politically correct to talk about the seventh generation and
right.
Keeping our earth for our kids to come. Well,
right.
We're here to talk about keeping our society and our culture for kids to come.
That's right. Important. Good point. And you also have other things like building marriage, right?
Absolutely. There are other groups here today, you know, like-minded groups that really see that family and marriage, unfortunately, they're under attack.
Right, right.
And we need to work together. And so we're really pleased to welcome a number of other groups to just join us in this celebration.
Right, right. And you also have a renewal of marriage today, right?
Right. For those who choose, and again, it's for those who choose,
right.
There's an opportunity for folks to come forward and renew their wedding vows, to look their husband or their wife in the eye and say, you know, honey, it's been 5, 10, or in my case, 14 years. I do it all over again. My marriage is that important to me.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And now, what about the speakers here? You have Maggie Gallagher speak, right?
Correct. You know, we're trying to keep this real low-key and not bore people to death. So Maggie's going to speak a little bit on just the future of marriage. And as the president of National Organization for Marriage on a national level, we're really privileged to have her come out today and share her wisdom with us and her experience.
That's wonderful. And so what about the political side of things? You know, you're having fun today. Tomorrow you have to go and fight another battle, right?
Absolutely. The political side, you know, we're privileged here in Rhode Island to stand with the rest of the country.
Okay.
I try to remind people of that.
Okay.
That, you know, well, 5 out of the 6 New England states have succumbed to the same-sex marriage movement.
Right.
Rhode Island actually stands with the other 44 states that haven't. And it's important for us to remember that. Our map is bigger than
right.
New England.
Not only have they not endorsed it, they also have put up direct, almost constitutional amendments against it, right?
Absolutely. 30 states have actively banned same-sex marriage or defended marriage, the definition of marriage as being between a man and a woman. And so we
30 states.
30 states have actively done that.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's important for people to remember we're not alone.
Right.
And as we read the newspaper or we listen to other media that tells us It's a juggernaut. It's inevitable. Like the email I got just a few minutes ago.
Right.
It's inevitable. We're going to roll over you. No. The vast majority of Americans believe marriage is between one man and one woman, and they want it to stay that way.
That's great. Now, what do you say to the people who disagree with you? Is there a way to phrase this in a in a popular way or in a positive way?
Well, in a nutshell, gays and lesbians are free to live as they choose,
right.
But they're not free to redefine marriage for the rest of us.
Right.
That's really what it is. Marriage pre-existed our Constitution, our civil law, and all those things that they'll bring up.
Right.
Marriage is that created order that undergirds our society.
Right.
And so you're in America, you're free to live as you choose,
right.
But you cannot redefine marriage.
Right. And that basic definitions and those basic ideas are key to the rights of people to start with. If you redefine marriage, you redefine human beings, right?
And absolutely. We redefine marriage, then fathers or mothers become optional.
Right.
Even yesterday, I believe it was, President Obama was talking about how important fatherhood was for the African-American community.
Right.
Well, you know, if you go to same-sex marriage, you eliminate fatherhood if you're two mommies.
Right.
And we believe fatherhood is important. We believe motherhood is important. We believe husbands and wives are important. And even the sign, if you take a look out front, gender, love knows no gender. Well, that may be true, but there are genders. And there are differences between us. And we're not here, we can't wipe those out. You might want to try, but we cannot wipe those out.
Thank you so much, Chris, for this interview and everything you said and everything you're doing, too.
You're very welcome, and thanks for taking the time to come out today. I really appreciate your presence.
Thanks, Chris. God bless.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Maria, this is Fry Roddick for Amaria.com. God bless.